Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
And right there's one of them old beats that'll make you move your head a little bit.
Makes me think of Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard this in movies.
And they're riding into NAMM.
Big Earn, back riding back behind that El Camino seat. Boy, illegal as hell. Shouldn't have been back there. Me and Hank, boy, Dad smoking cigarettes, blowing smoke in our face, riding behind the seat, no seatbelt on. Listen to these oldies right here,
boy. Disappointed that I don't have a clue who this is?
Nah.
Is this a very known band? You think I will know it when I hear it?
Here's the thing. It is a known band, and I can't tell you who it is. I ain't got the artist.
You got it?
It is a known band.
I got it.
He's looking at it.
Is it?
Well, I actually don't even have it labeled right, but I do know who it is.
Is this the Stones?
No. Clint, any guesses?
Oh, man.
Red, white, and blue.
I don't have it, man. I don't have it. Who is it? It's going to piss me off.
Little revival. For you.
Credence.
Yeah, Credence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, I knew that, man. Big Earn would be so disappointed right now.
I have never in life heard of that.
Never heard of CCR?
That band until today at 4:28.
Oh, man. CCR. Big Earn would be mad at me right now, man.
This show's all about educating and entertaining.
CCR.
I mean, boy, hey.
Wow. Okay.
Golly, man. That's disappointing. Sorry, Dad. I mean, it's hard for me to disappoint Big Earn at this point. That would have done it. I mean, going down I-10, smoke in the face, Dad's cigarette with a cherry on the end, burning the hell out of the felt around where the window rolls up. Oh, yeah.
Kick Rocks said, and Ron got upset at us for some obscure lady we didn't know. Is CCR the equivalent of not knowing who Erykah Badu is?
Yeah, I would say so.
I'd say so, yeah. They were pretty big time.
And what year is this? Are we talking this again?
60s, 70s?
Is there a difference between that being in the 60s and the 70s and Erykah Badu being in the mid to late 90s?
If you didn't have anybody in your life that put 60s and 70s rock and roll, southern rock, whatever you want to call it, in your veins, then it makes perfect sense. That you wouldn't know who it is.
Text line in, damn, Ron, that is pathetic. CCR, never in life heard of it.
I couldn't pull CCR, but the fact that you ain't never heard of it is, you watch a lot of movies. You watch it. What was
that? And I listen to a lot of stuff. Nope.
You have a diverse palette, music palette.
I may not listen, let me take it back. I may not listen to all of the, but I am weirdly obsessed with like finding out about bands and their stories.
CCR. Look, if Teresa and Red didn't put it in your life, you wouldn't know about it. That's Big Earn. That's all Big Earn right there, man.
Yep. Fire Ron immediately. Turning out of 610 since Ron doesn't know who CCR is. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. Clint did not have them.
I couldn't pull the artist on that song, but I know exactly who CCR is. But yes. Yes. Gosh, that's.
Do you think I had? Is there another CCR song that you're confident that I know?
I would bet there's. I would bet you. I would bet. I'm going out on a limb here.
I mean, is there? Who's the lead singer? Is there somebody?
I'd bet you, Ron, that there's multiple songs that you would know if you heard it. That you would know some of the lyrics. Maybe not all of the lyrics, but you would know.
I mean, they debuted in 1959.
59, there you go. 60s and 70s, that's right. What is the song, Tyler? It's Good Morning Vietnam. You remember Good Morning Vietnam, the movie? When they're
R.I.P. Robin Williams.
Isn't that CCR when they're coming in on the helicopter to start in the opening of the movie? Isn't that CCR?
Yeah, probably.
People are texting in John Fogerty. Is that somebody who is...
It's Fogerty, but yeah.
Fogerty. Is that somebody we're... I don't know. Someone texted John freaking Fogerty.
Bad Moon Rising, Proud Mary. Bad Moon Rising and Proud Mary. You've heard those two. Fortunate Son.
This is Proud Mary.
Proud Mary has been done over by several black artists.
Well, I'm looking at a
play. Yeah, I've heard Tina Turner sing this.
We bumped in with Fortunate Son.
Yeah, I've heard Tina Turner sing this.
Yeah. Did Tina steal it?
She did.
Yeah, I picked up the beats per minute a bit. Old Tina did.
That's Tina Turner. I didn't know that was not Tina Turner again until this moment. It did not have that as.
Golly, I didn't realize how many good songs CCR had.
Oh yeah.
Down on the corner.
Yep.
Golly, I knew. Out in the streets, baby.
Text line coming in. Ron, you're good. To America's. Okay. I figured it was.
I figured
a little bit in there.
Well, I think it's fair to say that Erykah Badu may fit in the Two Americas.
Oh,
Two Americas,
yeah, sure. I thought Tyler mid-90s might.
59 and old. Rock may not reach show.
But there's a Tyler had never heard of the songs.
Yeah, no, look, I mean.
Right, like Better Call Tyrone or like any of her songs he had not recognized her, let alone Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
I've at least heard the songs.
I did know Miss Tina Turner along with CCR, though.
Okay, you said there's some, real quick, you said there's some good.
Oh, there's some pertinent Joe Espada out here.
Let's hear it. Let's hear Joe Espada, obviously, the whole Framber situation and everything. We got to address this at some point. Chaz McCormick,
listen to oldies.
Chaz McCormick has been sent down to AAA, so it's over.
No!
You can completely stop with that music. But what is
is Melton on the roster?
He's right.
What's he hitting right now?
I mean,
you're keeping a left-handed bat. I knew this was coming. I've accepted this.
It's a spot audio.
I accepted this. I knew it was coming, Ron. I knew it was coming. But you literally are keeping a dude on available
on rosters.
149. He's sub 150 now.
Get two more players in September.
He's sub 150.
Expanded rosters.
Jacob Melton have pictures of Joe Espada naked?
Maybe.
What are we doing here?
Maybe this means Jake is really close. All right. What is it? What is it from Espada? Let's hear it.
Let me start today, before you guys start, with the questions. So yesterday, I obviously met with Salazar and Valdez. Once I finished talking to you post game, and I really wanted to get down to number one was the asking him to step off. I wanted to know about the thought process, which pitch, who was calling which pitch, and what. And I wanted to hear from both of them at the same time. I wanted to have a conversation face to face. Because I wanted to hear the truth about the whole entire thing that happened in that inning. I have a lot of respect for both players, and I truly believe that when we have these conversations, that they're honest, and I want them to tell me the truth, and I want them to tell you guys the truth once they, talk to the media. So I don't want to get into specifics, but I do want to say that I want to put this behind us. There's a lot of speculations and stuff that is being sent on media, which I don't read, but they make me, people tell me what's going on, and I don't like it. A lot of that stuff is not true, but I understand the environment and the what comes with it, right? So I appreciate if we can just get past this and go back to, baseball. No, that's too long to go in respect.
I bet he does want to get past.
Once again, I tip my cap to Joe Espada for how he handles things. I love the way he handled the Presley hater thing.
He was serious.
I love it.
He attacked that.
Now, the only problem there, Espada, is you didn't address the elephant in the room. Your ass didn't say what you learned. And by the way, you didn't say, hey, look, simple. Hey, too loud. Hey, hit the wrong button on the pitch comp. Hey, simple. Crossed up. Happens all the time in big league. You didn't say anything about that.
Just want to get past it, Clint.
You just want to get past it. Love the way that he handles it with his players in the locker room. Love it. Love it, Espada. But if you're going to come out hot like that, you got to at least explain what the hell they said.
He said, I'm not getting it in specifics. Yeah, I'm keeping it in-house.
Clearly that he didn't – what he heard and what he got out – when he got down to the truth, he didn't feel like he could share it with the media.
Puff your chest out all you want. Don't pee in my –
Their actions say they don't believe that stuff was intentional. All right, coming up, football is back. Texans Report is back. Brandon Scott, he joins us next right here live on The Drive.
I'm trying to do the best I can.